First of all, you praise and thank God I can be with here with all of you to have fellowship with you. For the last 3 weeks, I was in Taiwan. And the reason I was in Taiwan is to study the doctrine history of all the churches in the whole world.
那我在台湾的时候，花了三礼拜来学习，在世上的各个教会的教条和历史。
Because all the TJ's pastors from all over the world also come to join the seminar.
我们在世界上的各个真耶稣教会都来到这个讲习会。
The reason we have this special seminar because as workers we realize that a lot of our members nowadays are not too firm in our basic doctrine.
有这个讲习会的目的是要让我们的这个圣工人员能够在信心上对我们的教义能够更
Not only members but also workers.
不只是我们的弟兄姐妹，而且是我们的圣工人员。
So because of this, we went through 3 weeks of studying doctrines, Christian doctrines.
所以我们花了三礼拜来仔细的研读我们的教义。
And on the end, we concluded that there's only one true church.
所以最后我们的结论是只有一个真教会。
Because the doctrine that we have studied and we go to the Bible, the doctrine that we study is only in true church that is compatible to God's teaching.
通过这些教义的学习，我们了解从圣经上讲。
So that's why our Lord used Christ when his disciple asked him, what is the sign of the end days?
这个在圣经里有门徒问耶稣这个末日的征兆是什么?
And what Jesus said is that do not be deceived.
耶稣回答说不要被欺骗。
Because many will come in that days in his name and say, there is Christ.
因为在那个末日，很多人会到各个教会，然后用神的名。
And they will deceive many.
他们会欺骗非常多的人。
So that's why for us, as toward the end days, we have to be very careful not to be deceived.
所以在这末日，我们要注意不要被欺骗。
Even pastors have been deceived.
甚至传道也会被欺骗。
So this means for us as members, we really need to study the Bible.
所以作为我们教会成员，我们真的是需要来好好研读圣经。
That's why thank God today we have this Bible seminar.
所以我们很感谢神今天能有这个灵修会。
So we can study the Bible together.
所以我们可以一起来学习圣经。
Because our faith is not in the workers, but rather our faith is in God Himself.
因为我们的信心，并不是在于我们的工人、我们的圣工人员，而是在神本身。
So because of this, we as members also need to know the Bible, just like the pastor need to know the Bible.
所以在这教会里，我们每个人都要像传道一样了解圣经。
Because on the end day, Satan will do many tricks trying to deceive us to get away from the true church.
因为撒旦在这个末世会用各种方式来欺骗我们每个人。
Of course, many of you are born in the church.
当然我们中间很多人都是在教会里。
And sometimes it seems like every other church is the same church as our church.
也会认为其他的教会和我们这个教会没有不同。
Many of them are good people.
很多人都是好人。
They also worship God.
他们也崇拜神。
So what is the difference between them and us?
那么我们和他们之间的区别在哪里呢?
But if we think like this,
当你这么想的时候,
this means our faith can never grow. This means we know the Bible very little. We don't say we're the true church because we are proud. Because the name True Jesus Church cannot save a person. But the content that we teach in our church is according to God's will.
但是每一个教训都是来自于神。
Like if we want to name a daughter Bella, Bella means beautiful.
我们说成Bella, 她名字是意思是美丽。
But It doesn't mean that your daughter is, you know, beautiful. Sometimes if you look at your daughter and then the daughter is not so beautiful, then the name doesn't go with it.
Right? 但你可能有一个女儿叫做 名字叫做 Bella， 她一直是美丽， 但是也许她在别人看来并不漂亮。
So it's the same thing with True Jesus Church.
那么对于真耶稣教会这个名字本身也是一样。
So when we talk about True Church, just get rid of the, let's put the name aside, True Jesus Church aside.
当我们提到真教会， 我们先把这个名字放到一边。
But rather go back to the Bible and see what is the church according to God's own heart.
那么我们来回到圣经来看看，在神的心里头。
For example, let's have a couple of questions to refresh your memory.
我们来问一些问题来，好把你们的记忆唤醒。
Because Bible seminar is the only way to do it is with interaction, not only one way, right?
我想呢，我们这个圣经的讲习会是要来自于互动啊，并不是只是传道在讲。
For example, some question, how did Elijah ascend to heaven?
Right? 第一个问题是，以利亚是怎么被送到天上？
So I know that some of us, we know the answer, the correct answer.
我想有些人大概知道真的答案。
But it cannot be only some of us, it'd be all of us. Right?
我希望是所有的人都能够知道。
So how did Elijah ascend to heaven? Right? Just say something. Right?
所以 到底以利亚是怎么被送到天上 可以举手。
Yes, by the whirlwind, right? Right? Is that right? Everybody agree?
被旋风。
Right. So who say by the chariot of fire, right?
是谁说他是被一个火的车
Only simple things like this we've been taught for many, many years that Elijah went up, right? To heaven, right? Not by the whirlwind, but rather by chariot of fire.
很多年以后，有人说他并不是被旋风，而是被火的车送上天。
Where did we get these ideas from?
是谁突然有这个想法？
Actually, from outside. From outside.
这个是来自于外面的。
Because many churches out there, even if you see painting and also you know pictures and stuff like that, they always see Elijah on a chariot with a fiery horse going to heaven.
因为你看到各种画或者是各种装饰品，都会显示以利亚是被一个火的轿子、火的车送到天上。Let's
go to 2 Kings chapter 2.
大家看列王记下。
2 Kings chapter 2.
列王记下第二章。
Chapter 2 verse 1.
第二章第一节。
Verse 1.
第二章第一节。
And it came to pass when the Lord was about to take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal.
神要用旋风接以利亚升天的时候，以利亚和以利沙从基甲前往。
So here it says it came to pass when the Lord was about to take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind.
这里提到神要用旋风接以利亚升天。
In Chinese, it is also very clear. Say whirlwind.
Whirlwind.
Okay. And then verse 11.
在第十一节。
Then it happened as they continued and talked, then suddenly a chariot of fire appeared with horses of fire and separated the two of them, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven.
第十一节，他们正走着说话，忽有火车火马将二人隔开，以利亚就趁着旋风升天去了。
So the chariot of fire and the horse of fire, what did they do? What did they do? What was the purpose of that?
所以这个火车火马到底做了些什么呢？
What was the purpose in the Bible? What was the purpose?
这个目的是要做什么？
What's that? Yes, to separate them, right?
是要把他们隔开。
Actually, if you know the nature of whirlwind, you cannot stand next to one another, right? If the whirlwind come, if you stand next to one another, that means both of you will go up, right? So that's why at that time God just separated the two of them, right? With the chariot of fire and the horse of fire.
所以如果你了解一些物理常识，你就会了解，当两个人站在一起的时候，旋风来到就会把两个人一起带到天上。但是这里提到用火车火马把两人隔开，然后再用旋风把以利亚。
And then in verse 11, say Elijah went up by the whirlwind into heaven. So there's many things in the Bible we really need to consider. Anybody who speak on the pulpit,
很多人在讲道时,
don't just take their words for it.
不要想当然的了解,
we go back to the Bible and check it. Maybe I'm the one that can deceive all of you, right?
甚至我也可能会欺骗你。
Maybe pastor in the United States, they can deceive you.
是美国的传道也可能欺骗你。
So that's why everything we do, we go back to the Bible.
所以你听到的每一句话，你都可以回到圣经。
And let's go to another question.
我们来提到另一个问题。
How many items were in the Ark of Covenant?
在我们的约柜里有多少的物件？
How many items were in the Ark of Covenant?
在约柜里有多少的东西？
Three, okay. Anyone say three? Raise your hands.
有说三个。
Okay, three. Okay. Anybody else? How many items were in the Ark of Covenant?
约柜里有多少？
So most of us agree it's three?
我想大家都 绝大多数人都了解的是认为三个嘛。
Okay, what are the three items in the Ark of Covenant?
那么这三个是什么呢? 这三个在约柜里的是什么呢?
Okay, so the buttered staff is the staff of Aaron, right? How tall you think is that staff, right? How tall is Aaron? Let's do that. How tall is Aaron?
其中有亚伦的杖,
it's not a king, right? It's a staff, right?
所以那个杖, 我们说亚伦有多高呢?
So Aaron, maybe say he's average height, 5'8", okay? Aaron.
亚伦他大概是平均高度5尺8寸。
And if you are a shepherd, if you have a staff, the staff most of the time is bigger than you, right? Because it has to be big, you carry like this, right?
如果你是牧羊人,你需要有一根杖比你高一点。
And how big is the Ark of Covenant?
那么约柜有多大呢?
Okay. Let's go to the first one, the Exodus chapter 25.
请大家看出埃及记。
Exodus chapter 25.
出埃及记25章,
verse 10.
第25章第10节.
Becky, can you read first? 25 verse 10. Amen. So the first one is that, maybe you can read in Chinese. Uh-huh.
Good, so. 所以第十节说要用皂荚木做一柜。 长二肘半，宽一肘半，高一肘半。
So they shall make an ark of acacia wood, 2.5 cubit feet, cubits shall be its length. So how long is that?
所以它的长度是二肘半。二肘半是多长？
Okay, I did the calculation. So it's 3¾ long, right? 3 feet.
所以它大概
and 3¼ long. So 3.75 in that sense. Okay.
3.75.
So I'm 6 feet. So 3 feet, say about here.
Okay.
So this means if the staff can fit in there, it has to be only this height.
Okay.
And then look at the width. The width is what? A cubit and a half in its width.
宽是一肘半.
So that's 2¼ feet wide.
所以是2.25.
And then the height is also two and a quarter height. 2¼ feet height. So actually, the Ark of Covenant is almost like this pulpit.
So the
length is a little bit long than 3 feet. It seems like that.
但这个长度大概超过了三尺。
So this means maybe it's something wrong, right? So this means maybe Aaron's staff had to be very small. So this means maybe he carried a cane instead of staff. Right?
所以可见呢。 很可能亚伦的杖不能够放进去。
So okay, so how many items in the Ark of Covenant? Let's go to 1 Kings chapter 8 verse 9.
我们来看列王记上第八章。
1 Kings chapter 8 verse 9.
列王记上第八章第九节。
First Kings chapter 8 verse 9.
列王记上八章九节。
Nothing was in the ark except the two tablets of stone which Moses put there at Horeb, when the Lord made a covenant with the children of Israel when they came out of the land of Egypt.
九节，约柜里唯有两块石板，就是以色列人出埃及地后，神与他们立约的时候，摩西在何烈山所放的，除此以外，并无别物。
So during this time that the ark was brought to the temple.
这里是讲当约柜被带到圣殿的时候。
And Solomon dedicated the temple.
所罗门王把这个殿献上。
Then in verse 9 said nothing was in the ark except the two tablets of stone.
第九节说当时约柜里只有两块石。
So what happened to the jar of manna and what happened to Aaron's staff?
所以这个时候是玛拿的罐子在哪里呢？亚伦的杖在哪里呢？
Okay, let's go to Exodus chapter 16, verse 33.
我们来看出埃及记第16章。
Exodus chapter 16, verse 33.
出埃及记16章第33节。
And Moses said to Aaron, take a pot and put an omer of manna in it and lay it up before the Lord to be kept for the generation, verse 34.
34节。
As the Lord commanded Moses, so Aaron laid up before the testimony to be kept.So, this is time that Moses asked Aaron to put the manna into an omer, right? And then it said, put where? Lay before, right? The Ark of Testimony, right? Ark of Covenant, lay before.
所以这里摩西让亚伦把玛纳放在罐子里，放在约柜前面。
Actually, the reason I'm going through all of this, okay? Because a lot of times when we don't understand a certain things, we always think that the Bible...has some kind of contradiction. But we have to study the Bible very clearly to understand, especially when it comes to salvation.
我之所以要来把这些细节仔细过一遍，是因为很多时候我们有一些印象，但是当我们来仔细研读圣经的时候，
For example, one true church.
比如说唯一的真教会。
Why do some of us feel like the other church also can be saved?
那为什么会有人说其他教会也会被拯救？
Because we really not have read and the Bible into detail to understand what is the will of God.
因为这些人这么想，因为他还没有在圣经上好好的在研读一下。
Let's go to Numbers chapter 17.
请大家看民数记十七章。
Numbers chapter 17.
民数记十七章。
Verse 10.
民数记十七章第十节。
Verse 10.And the Lord said to Moses, bring Aaron's rod back before the testimony to be kept as a sign against the rebel. Then you may put their complaint away from you, lest you die. Can you read that?
第十章，第十节，神吩咐摩西说，把亚伦的杖还放在法柜前，给这些叛逆之子作为记号，这样就使他们向我发了怨言。
So during that time, say, bring Aaron's rod back before the testimony. Before the testimony.
所以这里是说把亚伦的杖放在法柜前。
Actually, Sister Becky, what you said earlier is not wrong.
Right? 但是 Becky, 你以前讲的并不错。
Right? But we have to understand the spiritual teaching behind it. And then that's why in the book of Hebrews, right?In the book of Hebrews. So now we know from the Old Testament it's very clear. It's only one item in right, the Ark of Covenant.
我们等一下还会再读一下希伯来书，但是我们要了解这我们是有什么东西放在约柜里面。
And then in the manna and the staff is before right, the Ark of Covenant.
在玛纳跟这个亚伦的杖是放在约柜前面。
Okay, now let's turn to Hebrews chapter 9.
我们来看一下希伯来书。
Hebrews chapter
9. 希伯来书第九节，第九章。
Hebrews chapter 9.
希伯来书第九章。
Verse 3 and verse 4.
第三节。
Verse 3. And behind the second veil, the part of the tabernacle which is called the holiest of all. Verse 4.Which had the golden censer and ark of covenant overlaid on all sides with gold, in which were the golden pot that had the manna, Aaron's rod that budded, and the tablets of the covenant. Can you read verse 4?
第四节， 有金香炉，有包金的约柜，柜里放着盛玛纳的金罐子和亚伦发过芽的杖，并两块约板。
So in the book of Hebrews, right, it says there's three items in this Ark of Covenant.
在希伯来书里讲到有三样事物放在。
The manna.
玛纳。
And then the Aaron's rod that budded.
发芽的亚伦的杖。
And the tablets.
两个约板。
So in the book of Hebrew, the whole themes in the book of Hebrew, what is the theme?
希伯来书里的主题是什么呢？
If we know the answer, then we know why the architect, the Aaron's rod, and also the manna, right, is also inside Ark of Covenant.
如果我们了解希伯来书的主题，我们就了解为什么会说，这三样事情在约柜里。
What is the theme?
这个希伯来书的主题是什么？
See, the book of Hebrew, everything is better, right?
希伯来书里说，希伯来书里，每一件事情都是
a better priest, right?
更好
a better sacrifice,
更好的祭司
a better testimony,
更好的献祭
the whole thing is better,
更好的每一件事情都是
so before our Lord Jesus Christ come, the people live by the law, right? Because the Ark of Covenant, what's in there is the Ten Commandments, the law of God.
在神来之前，在耶稣来之前，每一件事情都是在律法之下，所以在约柜里是法版。
But when Jesus comes,
当耶稣来到
，What did he bring with him?
那他带的是什么呢
？For example, the rod of Aaron. What does the rod of Aaron represent?
亚伦的杖是什么呢
？Why did it bud during that time?
它为什么会发芽呢
？Because during that time, many people complained against Aaron and Moses, right?
因为当时亚伦很多人向那个摩西发怨言。
They would say, "Don't think that you're the only two that God chosen, right? It's all of us too."
为什么你只有亚伦跟摩西是神所拣选的
？And then they say, "Okay, let's put this rod together." So Aaron's rod was among all of them.
所以他们就把所有人的杖放在一起，亚伦的杖在。
So the grace only fall on Aaron's rod, and that's why he was budded.
但是神的怜悯只是在放在亚伦的杖上面，所以这个杖就发芽。
So Aaron's rod represents grace, God's grace.
亚伦发芽的杖表示神的怜悯。
And then the manna represents what?
Manna 表示神的什么呢
？Manna, what's that? Okay, God providence, right? And what else?Because when Jesus talked about before, right? Yes, your father eat the money, all dead, right? Life, right?
所以这也表示神的生命。
But actually, the manna represents spiritually the word of God, right? The word of God.
所以玛纳也表示是神的话。
So that's why when Jesus comes, we go to John chapter 1.
所以我们来看一下约翰一书。
Chapter 1 verse 17.Yes, John chapter 1 verse 17.
对不起，是约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1 verse 17.
约翰福音第一章。
For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Chapter 1 verse 17.
对不起，约翰福音第一章第十七节。
Yes, the law, right, was given by Moses.
律法是借着摩西传的。
But grace and truth came by our Lord Jesus Christ.
恩典和真理是从耶稣基督而来。
So because of this, when Jesus died for us, right, and what happened to the veil to the Holy of Holy?
所以当时耶稣为我们而死的时候，至圣所里的幔子怎么样呢？
What happened to the veil?
这个幔子怎么样呢？
Yes, it's splitted, right?
它被撕裂。
So this means when it's splitted, we, even though we're not the high priest, we can go right to the Holy of Holy and worship God.
这个幔子撕裂表示说，即使我们不是祭司，我们也可以到至圣所。
Actually, if we read in the book of Hebrew, chapter 9, we just read just now, right?
看我们可以看到希伯来书第九章。
In the tabernacle, everything moved up one. In the book of Hebrews, right? So everything is better. So everything moved up one. So even the word of God and Aaron's rod, so the God's grace, God's word actually is also in, right, the Ark of Covenant in the next to the mercy seat.
所以在希伯来书里讲到每一件事都更好，因为也有耶稣基督的为我们而死，所以每一件事情都变得更好。所以在本来在在约柜外面的，因为变得更好，所以被放进了一步，就变成在约柜里面。
So this means that we truly understand God's teaching.
所以当我们真的是了解神的教诲
，We know that so many things we don't understand.
我们才会了解有很多事情我们。
The more I read the Bible, the more I feel I don't understand. I hardly understand the Bible.
当我们对圣经你读得更多，你会觉得对圣经原来是多么不了解。
For example, why we always say that yes, good people also can be saved?
为什么说好人也会被拯救
？Many churches, there are many good people out there.
很多教会都有很多好人。
For example, many youth always tell me, you say that Gandhi cannot be saved by Gandhi, right?
但你说甘地他会被救吗
？Gandhi spent his whole life in finding peace, right, for the whole world.
印度的甘地他为很多人花了一辈子的时间。
And like Mother Teresa.
还有特丽莎姐妹修女。
And so she spent her whole life in feeding the orphanage.
他花了一辈子时间来养孤儿。
And we say that she is not safe.
我们可以说她不会被拯救吗？
According to the Bible, they are not safe.
这里根据圣经的教训，他们没有被拯救。
Why? Because a person only is safe if they are born again of water and spirit.
因为这里说只有从水和圣灵重生的才能被拯救。
So anyone who is not born of water and spirit, they cannot be safe according to the Bible.
所以根据圣经的教诲。任何人不是从水和圣灵里重生的都不能够。
That's why if we go to the book of Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6.
我们看一下马太福音第六章。
Actually, Matthew chapter 7.
第五章。
Chapter 7.
马太福音第五章。
Verse 21 to verse 23.
第五章二十一节。
Verse 21. Matthew chapter 7.
对不起，对了，马太福音第七章。
Verse 21 to 23.
二十一节到二十三节。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Verse 22.
Yeah, sir.
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? Verse 23. And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. So here, our Lord Jesus Christ teaches his disciples that the road to the heavenly kingdom is very narrow.
这里讲到天国的路是很窄的。
Then he said, not everyone who call me Lord, Lord shall enter the kingdom of heaven.
这里又讲到并不是每个人称呼我主啊主啊人都能进天国。
And then in that day, the day of judgment.
在那个审判的日子。
Many will come to him.
很多人会来到他面前。
And they say, have we not prophesied in your name?
他们会问说我不是为你的奉你名传道吗？
Have we not cast out demons in your name?
不是奉你名赶鬼吗？
Have we not performed many miracles and signs in your name?
不是奉你的名行很多异能吗？
But God said, I never knew you, depart from me.
神会说我从来不认识你。
For them to prophesy in the name of Jesus, they must believe in him.
所以在做这些事的时候你必须要先信靠他。
And for them to cast out demons in the name of Jesus, also they must believe in him.
要赶鬼的人也必须要相信。
For them to do miracles and signs in the name of Jesus, they also must believe in him.
那些行异能的也要首先相信他。
But why on the end day say, you know, get away from me, you who practice lawlessness?
但为什么在末日他会说你们离开我吧？
That's why we need to do the will of the Father.
这是为什么我们要来行。
So that's why when we go out to preach to people.
所以当我们向对外要宣道的时候
Do not be afraid to proclaim what is right according to the Bible.
我们不要惧怕不要去做不要怕在圣经里讲是对的。
Nowadays, we always see maybe conform to other people, make them feel good about themselves, and then they will come to our church.
不要以为我们随着世上的潮流，让他们觉得他们做的是对的，他们就会来教会。
But actually, that's not the way it works.
这个并不是。
We need to speak what is truthful.
我们必须要告诉他们什么是真的。
Just like my family.
就像我的家庭。
My Cambodian father is 83 years old.
我的养父他是83岁。
My Cambodian father is Chen Phu Sai.
在柬埔寨的。
So he's 83 years old. He's a good person.
他是个好人。
And for me, this last several months, he's been really sick. He's always in and out of the hospital.
在最后他生命的几个月，他在医院里。
Even though he's my father, I respect him very much.
他是我父亲，我也对他很尊敬。
But I have to be very truthful to him.
但是我要对他非常说真话。
I say, Father, when you die, you get older. If you die, you're going to go to hell. You're not going to go to heaven.
他说，父亲啊，如果你死了，你只能下地狱。
And for me to say this, maybe many people say, Wow, Woody, you're so disrespectful of your father, right?
很多人说。Woody啊，你真是对你爸爸非常的不尊敬。
But actually, my goal is not to disrespect him.
但是我的目的并不是要不对他不敬。
My goal is for him not to have misconception when he die, he will, you know, go to heaven or something.
我的目的是要让他了解不要误解，他觉得自己死后会上天。
So the last time I spoke to him,
所以我最后一次跟他说的
时候，I say, Father, you've been out in the hospital every other day, so you know.This means, you know, you've been very sick, you're not going to live too long.
我对父亲说，每两天你就要进一次医院，然后再出来，你可能不会活很久。
And you need to think about baptism.
你应该好好想想去受洗。
If you have no baptism, you have no hope to go to the heavenly kingdom.
如果没有受洗，你是不能够进天。
And for me, when I say this to him, I didn't expect a response.
当我这么说的时候，我并没有想着他一定会有一个正面回答。
And then he says to me, okay, son, I will get baptized.
但是他又对我说，他说好吧，我要去受洗。
I'm like, what?
然后我就说，
say, I will get baptized.
他说，我非常惊讶，他居然会说要去受洗。
And then they came to San Jose to visit me, my mother and my father.
所以我父亲母亲来到圣何西教会来找我。
And then one of the weekdays service was on a Wednesday night.
所以在一个礼拜三的晚上的聚会。
And then they came up the front and they pray.
他们来到面在来到前面祷告。
I couldn't believe it when they pray. When I heard before I laid up, before I get up and lay hands, both of them were speaking in tongue.
所以我真是很奇妙的，他们在我能向他们按手之前，他们突然能够讲。
And for them, it's impossible for them to fake it. They cannot. They, you know, they really don't know what's going on.
我想对他们来说，他们完全不可能去假装，因为他们完全不知道这是怎么回事。
So when I heard them spoken tongue, I went to talk to them.
所以，当我听到他们在讲方言的时候，我就过去跟他们说话。
And I say, what happened?
我说啊，怎么回事？
If you don't know what happened, we feel heat coming on our head, and then our tongue started, you know, rolling and speaking some noises we don't know.
他们说啊，我突然觉得有一个热从头上灌入。我就开始讲方言。
But thank God they received the Holy Spirit.
所以非常感谢神，他们也得到了圣灵。
It's a difference between boasting about our church and speaking the truth what's inside the Bible.
所以这个在对外我们夸奖我们教会，还有在讲我们教会的真正的教训的时候是有不同的。
I remember one time I was going to Philadelphia on a train.
我记得有一次我要去费城教会的受训。
And then I saw a man. He sit beside me, and he was read his Bible is all falling apart. And because you know that he read the Bible a lot.
有一个人坐在我旁边，他的圣经都已经很破烂了。
Then we end up talking about God.
所以我知道他读了很多圣经，所以我们就在谈论神。
And then he say, ask me a question. He say, do baby need to be baptized to be safe?
所以他就在问说婴儿也需要被受洗吗？
And I say yes.
我说是啊。
Because baby also have sin.
说因为婴儿也要有罪。
When I say that, I did not know what's going on, you know, with him.
我说的时候并不知道他是怎么回事。
Then he start to shed tears.
所以他突然就哭了。
Because he also know the Bible's teaching.
他其实也了解圣经是
这样说的。Baptism is the move of sin.
他说是洗礼是为了洗掉人的罪。
And everybody who's born of a woman inherit the sin from Adam and Eve.
每个人从母亲母体 生出来的都有带了原罪。
So when I say to him, yes, the baby also need to be baptized to be safe.
所以当我跟他说啊，婴儿也需要受洗的时候。
And then when he started to shed tears, ask him why, you know, why, what's going on?
他就开始哭，我就问他为什么。
He said he, you know, his baby just, you know, died, you know, not so long ago.
他说他的孩子也是夭折了。
But I know during that time he was not mad, he was not angry, but he feel that what the Bible is teaching, what is teaching we need to follow.
他当时也没有没有生气但是他我想他了解有圣经的道理可以去遵循。
So from then on, when people ask me questions about certain things, I never go around the bushes. I always ask very straightforward, answer very straightforward.
所以有人向我问问题的时候，我从来不会绕着不直接回答，我从来都是直截了当。
But when we answer, we need to have answer with love, right? With passion, with concern.
但是我当我回答的时候，我希望能够用爱心来。
So that's why when people ask us, what do we need to do to be safe?
所以当有人问我说要怎么做才能得救
，And we never answer them very straightforward.
我们总是对他非常直接。
Just like Jesus said, you need to be born again of water and spirit.
就像耶稣说，你必须在水和圣灵里重生。
When we speak the word of God, when we preach to other people, you can feel the power of the Holy Spirit.
当你这样做的时候，你向大家传，大家就你就会了解到圣灵的力量。
I remember a brother in Dallas. He went to the homeless feeding.
在我记得在达拉斯教会有一个向无家可归人分发食物。
And during time, there's another minister was with me also.
有另外一个传道跟我一起。
So the brother asked the minister, "Can you pray for us? Pray for the people?"
当时有一个弟兄说，你能不能替这些人祷告
？Of course, at that time he thought that the minister gonna pray, you know, in words, right, in understanding.
但他以为这个会用传道会用悟性祷告。
So during that time, actually he prayed in the spirit, he prayed in tongue.
但是这个传道用方言祷告。
He was totally in shock.
所以他可你可以看。
Because he thought that the, you know, the homeless people are going to run away.
你可以感觉到当时的这个情景，他是觉得每个人都会跑掉。
But after the prayer, see, you know, the homeless people, they start to shed tears.
但是祷告之后，发现那些无家可归的人都在哭。
And then the minister said to one of them, "Oh, you've been bought by evil spirit, right?"
传道说对其中一个人说，你是被恶鬼缠绕的。
And he said yes.
他说是啊、
So when he's praying in the spirit, he feels the struggle inside his heart that the evil spirit cannot withstand the prayer.
所以他在祷告当中，他看到其中恶鬼不能够在这样的祷告当中，他非常挣扎。
So that's why, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹们
，When we speak, we need to speak the truth from the Bible.
当我们讲，我们必须要讲圣经里的真理。
If we invite truth seeker to come to our church, and if we are embarrassed to kneel down and pray in the spirit, how can God's power manifest inside of us?
如果有慕道者朋友来，我们甚至不能够用方言来祷告，我们怎么能向他表明圣灵的力量
？But of course, we need to take the time to explain to them first why we doing, what we doing.
当然，我们要向他们解释为什么我们要这样做。
But do not be afraid to kneel down and pray in front of people.
但是不要害怕在别人面前祷告。
Because this is the power that we have.
但是你要了解这是神的。
Just like when I first came to our church.
就像我第一次来到教会。
Even though the first time I kneel down and pray, I thought the people were crazy.
第一次来到教会，看到人这样祷告，我想他们大概都疯了。
But I believe because I pray, that's why God.Right, allow me to go the second time to Bible study.
但是因为有这样的力量存在，我能够来到第二次再来。
So that's why for us, we need to have faith in what we believe.
所以我们要对自己的所信的要有信心。
And if we don't have this kind of faith, and then God can never work with us.
如果你没有这样的信心，神不会和我们一起。
But we have to speak what is truthful according to the Bible.
因为我们要讲我们。圣经里头的真理。
Of course, we need a lot of wisdom to speak the truth.
当然，我们讲这些真理的时候，要有很多智慧。
And our goal is not to hurt a person, but to save their soul.
目的是为了能够 救这些人的灵魂，而不是要伤害他。
And then if we understand this when we preach, then God's power manifests inside of us.
当你这样做的时候，神的力量就会显现出来。
And then our life will transform above the things of this world.
这时候神的光就会照亮。
So may God continue to help us and guide us.
所以愿神继续帮助指导我们。
Let's bow and pray silence.
请大家低头默祷。
Amen. That is the whole, yeah, that's the whole, whole theme. Before I get into that as well, yeah.